This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation celebrates its 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the national flag at the Red Fort in Delhi and addressed the nation. The celebrations this year also commemorates Yuva Shakti, acknowledging the contribution of young India in building a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the nation, Prime Minister Modi said that this is the first time since independence that Vande Mataram has resonated from the ramparts of Red Fort.
आज जब हम देश के लोग वंदे मातरम के 150 वर्ष मना रहे हैं तो इससे बड़ा उत्तम अवसर क्या हो सकता है। पिछले दिनों देश के कुछ हिस्सों में बाढ़ का प्रकोप रहा, भूस्खलन का प्रकोप रहा, अनेक परिवार प्रभावित हुए, उनके दुख दर्द को हम भली भांति अनुभव करते हैं। पीड़ित परिवारों को मैं विश्वास दिलाता हूँ कि हम और पूरा देश उनके साथ खड़े हैं।
Mr. Modi unveiled a 7-point reform framework or Saptadhara aimed at accelerating India's journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047. He said work that could not be completed in the past 5 to 7 decades must be achieved within the next 5 to 7 years. Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle class family for various public examination.
विभिन्न परीक्षाओं की फ्री ऑनलाइन कोचिंग हमने करने का निर्णय किया है। डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर है, हमारे पास उत्तम टैलेंट है, टीचर्स हैं, उन संसाधनों को जोड़ करके हम देश के नौजवानों को फ्री कोचिंग देने का एक पूरा नेटवर्क हम खड़ा करने वाले हैं।
Prime Minister Modi said since 2014, India has entered into free trade agreements with nearly 40 countries, creating enormous opportunities for Indian businesses and exporters.
2014 के बाद दुनिया करीब करीब 40 देशों के साथ हमारा FTA एग्रीमेंट हो रहा। ये जो ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुए हैं, ये एक बहुत बड़ा अवसर है। मैं मेरे MSMEs को कहना चाहूंगा कि हमें इस मौके को छोड़ना नहीं है, दुनिया में हमें पहुंचना है। भारत के उत्पाद की हर चीज विश्व के बाजार में पहुंचे, चाहे हमारा टेक्सटाइल हो, हमारी मशीनरी हो, दवाइयां हो, हमने मौका छोड़ना नहीं है।
The Prime Minister has urged all parties to support the implementation of women's reservation in Parliament and state assemblies without making it a political fight. Mr. Modi asked them to step forward to honour women and ensure that country's women secure 33% representation in the legislative assemblies and the Lok Sabha as soon as possible. Reports of Independence Day celebrations are pouring in from states and union territories. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi today outlined an ambitious roadmap for a developed Odisha with emphasis on security, education, investment, infrastructure and employment as the state celebrated the 80th Independence Day. Addressing the state-level function in Bhubaneswar after unfurling the tricolour, Mr. Majhi said, coordinated efforts of the centre and the state have brought left-wing extremism to an end in Odisha, creating new opportunities for development in the affected areas. In Kashmir, the Independence Day was celebrated across all 10 districts with patriotic fervour and enthusiasm. The main function was held at the iconic Bakshi Stadium, where Chief Minister Umar Abdullah unfurled the national flag and took the salute at the ceremonial parade. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said the situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir has made it clear that the decision taken by the ancestors of this part of Jammu and Kashmir to be with India was the correct one. In Punjab, the state-level ceremony was held at the border district of Firozpur, where Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann unfurled the national flag. The national song, Vande Mataram, was played before the national anthem. President Draupadi Murmu today paid homage to the Bravehearts at the National War Memorial on the occasion of 80th Independence Day. The President laid a wreath at the memorial and paid tributes to the martyrs. In men's cricket, India were 101-1 at lunch against hosts Sri Lanka in the first test of the two-match series at Goal International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.